Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's, as you know, my fine wife. Get ready for this statement. You can run, but you can't hide. Now, according to my research, the first time that phrase was ever spoken was by heavyweight boxing champion Joe Louis just before his 1946 rematch over the lighter, faster Billy Conn. First time I ever personally heard someone utter those words was in a speech by President Ronald Reagan. On October 27, 1985, terrorists hijacked the cruise ship Achille Laurel and killed Leon Klinghoffer, an American Jew. President Reagan convened a meeting of his national security group to weigh the various options. It's reported that at some point he stopped the debate and just said to the team, just go get them. A few days later, American jets forced down an Egyptian plane in Sicily that had been carrying the terrorists and took the murderers into custody. In commenting and commending the soldiers who aided in the capture of the terrorist, President Reagan said this: these young Americans sent a message to terrorists everywhere. You can run, but you can't hide. Honey, that's one of the reasons we love President Reagan.
That's right.
A man of principle followed by action.
Amen.
However, this teaching is not about the origin of the phrase, but a passage of scripture that is similar, found in Jeremiah 23:24.
Jeremiah 23, verse 24 in the New International Version says, "Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him? Declares the Lord. Do not I fill heaven and earth? Declares the Lord. You can run from the Lord, but there are five things that you can't hide from.
First, you can hide from his purpose for your life. If you're not fulfilling God's vision for your life, then you're never going to be fully satisfied. You'll always be ill at ease. Perhaps there's a fundamental question. Do you know what God's purpose is for your life? If not, all you need to do is ask him, and he will tell you.
Proverbs 19, verse 21 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand. We like the Message Bible translation of Proverbs 19:21. It says, we humans keep brainstorming options and plans, but God's purpose prevails.
We strongly recommend that you read Understanding Your Purpose by Dr. Miles Monroe, and Plans, Purpose, and Pursuit by Brothers Kenneth E. Hagin.
Amen. Romans 8:28, very familiar scripture for all of us. Romans 8:28 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, we are assured and know that God, being a partner in all their labor, that all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. Second, you can run, but you can't hide from his word.
Wow.
That's right. The Amplified Bible translation of 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17 says, every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness, in holy living, in conformity to God's will in thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. God is very specific about what he wants us to do until Jesus returns. 1 Timothy 4, verse 13 says, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. And in Ezra 9, 12, Ezra 9, verse 12, in the New Living Translation, it says, if you follow these instructions, you will be strong and will enjoy the good things the land produces, and you will leave this prosperity to your children forever.
Wow.
I know. Joshua 1, verse 7, New Living Translation says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. You know, honey, when this was given to him, it was Moses' word to Joshua. But now we have God's word to us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sir, you can run, but you can't hide from your sins. Let's start with some really great news.
In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, if we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will and purpose, thought, and action.
You know, honey, we've shared with the folks before the story told by our friend Bob Harrington, the chaplain of Bourbon Street, who's now witnessing in heaven.
Yeah, lost him last year. We lost him in 2017.
Wonderful man of God and a dear friend. But Brother Bob always liked to tell the story of how he woke up one night in a cold sweat from a really bad dream. The R-rated kind. Brother Bob said he immediately slid out of bed onto his knees and started repenting before the Lord. His wife woke up and asked him what he was doing. He told her that he was repenting. Honey, every time I think about this story, I start laughing, and I just do. Brother Bob was amazing. But his wife woke up and asked him what he was doing. He told her he was repenting for a bad dream he just had. She asked him to tell her about the dream so she could join him in the forever agreement.
Uh-huh. As only he can tell it, Brother Bob told his wife that he'd handle the repenting. He said he knew God would forgive and forget. While she may forgive, he knew she'd never forget. You know, you can't hide from your sin. You just need to confess it. In Psalm 32, verse 5, New Living Translation, it says, finally, I confessed all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. Not only does he forgive our sins, like he did with Brother Bob Harrington and what he said, he forgives them as well.
Hallelujah.
And amen to that. Zephaniah 3, verse 17 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, the Lord your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one, a Savior who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in silent satisfaction. And in his love, he will be silent and make no mention of past sins or even recall them. He will exalt over you with singing. I love that.
Honey. I do too, honey.
That is super good.
Fourth, you can run, but you can't hide from things that you've done in secret.
That's right.
If you ever had something prepared in secret to halt your progress and destroy your purpose, then you realize how empty it makes you feel. Sadly, I've experienced that kind of betrayal several times in my life. It's almost always a painful experience, especially when it's at the hands of someone you previously thought was a friend. These secret plans may affect your finances, your future, and/or your very freedom. Don't despair, because God has a fail-safe system to protect you.
Regardless of the intensity of the secret plans against you, take comfort in Mark 4, verse 22 in the New Living Translation. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought to light. That makes us think about what we do, too.
Absolutely. You can hide it from a lot of folks, but not God.
Not God.
Fifth and finally, you can run, but you can't hide from just how much you need.
Amen.
As you're traveling through the trials and adversities of life, we need His helping hand, insightful wisdom, and total protection.
Jeremiah 33:2-3. We often do Jeremiah 33:3. This is Jeremiah 33:2-3, and the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you a great and mighty things fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand." Actually, Jeremiah 33:3. You know, the only place you need to run, the only place you need to hide is in Him.
Wow.
Is in Him.
That's good.
Proverbs 18:10 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The consistently righteous man, upright and in right standing with God, runs into it and is safe, high, above evil, and strong."
Here's the bottom line. God's waiting for you, for me, for us, even at this very moment, to take refuge in Him.
Hallelujah.
One final quote. I was reading about Theodore Epp, E-P-P, who founded the Back to the Bible radio broadcast, which at one time was heard over 800 radio stations. Brother Epp once said, "As we trust God to give us wisdom for today's decisions, He will lead us a step at a time into what He wants us to be doing in the future."
Mm.
Here's our challenge. Allowing God to lead us today so that He can take us into our destiny.
That is powerful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
And thought-provoking.
Amen. Amen. Go to heraldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. We have a special day.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
We're celebrating the birthday.
Yes.
Of our son-in-law, Chris.
That's right.
He's doing his dissertation for a PhD in ancient biblical studies at UCLA. Married to oldest daughter Abby and has two of the sweetest grandchildren in the whole world.
Yes, they do.
Symphony and Sophia.
Hallelujah.
So happy birthday, son.
Yes, amen.
We love you.
Yes, we do.
Now, if you've been blessed, go to heraldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed to sow. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trail.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.